Thank you for calling Family First. This is Valeria speaking.
Hi, Valerie. How are you?
Good afternoon, Nina. I'm doing good. Thank you for asking me. What about you?
I can't complain either. Listen, you tagged Yona in assistance with the HHA app for caregiver Magda DeJesus. For Denali
Fuentes,
yes. So
yes,
what is happening with her app?
He asked me the reason why the end of the day of the day of service, the last day of service. Yes, because the first day when she was advised to start working, she just got upset so fast. And I don't know how, but she was communicating with a HHA team, and they provided her the mobile ID, and they told her that we should give her the mobile ID number, not her to us.
So did she give you the mobile ID number?
Yes, she gave me the mobile ID number.
And it's not working?
No, because she didn't update the email address. I told her, if you don't update the email address, I mean, she didn't let me. She just said, like, I'm not going to try this. I'm going to switch to other agency with my client. Because she didn't advise to me that she was using a different
email.
That the one that we have in the system. And I also told her, if you're still using the old one, you're never going to receive the confirmation email or any email from the agency or any person because it's full.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. So on our end, do me a favor, pull her profile up.
Mm-hmm. Let me duplicate it. For the caregiver,
So scroll down to where her mobile app settings is, where her caregiver mobile portal ID goes in.
Mm-hmm,
do
here.
You see where the numbers is and you see where it say inactive?
Correct.
That needs to be active. So when that happens and they're struggling with their app, mm-hmm. we have to make it active so it can work.
Okay. I just did this couple of times ago.
It didn't go through?
With her, no, because she didn't set up the app in our last conversation. So she didn't try it.
I just made her app active. If you refresh it again, it's going to say active.
Let me reload. Yeah. Okay, now I see that
it's active.
Yeah.
Okay, so try to reach out. Let me just check her email that she used when she did this login with this HHA app and see if it's the same. Did she give you an email address?
Yes, it's the one that is in HHA. I updated. She didn't give me, like, permission, but I did it.
Okay, let me just see which one we have on file. Mm-hmm. So we have Maggie. Okay, so that's the new email that she gave you, the one at HHA, the LU-1219?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I told her, I asked her for the new email, and she said no, HHA already updated. No, but I told her that HHA system is different to us.
Okay, let me show you a cool trick. Let me see. Let me see if I'm able to change it. Let me see if it allow me to edit. Is broadcasting to multiple agencies? Yeah, she's linked to multiple agencies. The problem is the one we have in HHA is not the current one that she used to register her HHA app. So write this email down and tell her this is the one that she signed up with HHA, and this is the email that she must use because it's one email per account.
Okay.
So the email that she used for HHA is Maggie, M-A-G-G-I-E, 69, the color purple, P-U-R-P-L-E, at gmail.com. So that's what she used.
She brought by me and different
She
one,
gave
the
you
one
the one that's in
HHA.
HHA.
Correct.
So
yeah, she
what
said
we
to
can
me that
do
one.
Is we can change it in HHA to reflect what she signed up when she signed up for HHA. Okay, I can do that. Change it in HHA so it can reflect the same email that she used, but this is that email is the email she would need to go to if she ever locked herself out of her account.
Okay, I will let her know.
Okay, I just updated her email.
Okay, let me refresh.
Save it. Okay, it's saved. You can refresh it again, so it's going to be the same email that she signed up.
I see it now. Okay,
okay.
969purple@gmail.com. Okay.
If you have any other problems, just feel free to give me a call, okay?
Okay, Nina. Yes, and what about the last date of service that was until 26 yesterday? Did she can continue working if I spoke to her?
So, are they leaving?
Yes.
No, she can't. Let me just say. Nope, the off ends on the 26th. Yep, if you look in the authorizations on HHA
mm-hmm.
and the client's file, we have the off from 8/12 to 8/26. So as of 8/27, which is today, we cannot bill for services. We can bill for the 26th, though. Let me see if I can change it to green. 1 second. Let me see if I can change it. Nope, not enough units.
No.
So they shorted us 8 hours of units for the 26th, so we can't bill for the 26th.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, Nina.
All right, take care.
Thank you for
You're
the
welcome.
Information, Nina.
No
you have
problem.
A good day.
You as well.
Bye-bye.